416-226-2233.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. You should be wide awake. You got an extra hour of sleep. It's cool outside, and we've had one heck of a week with that snow. Last week, breakage and power outages. Hopefully, you're able to have your power on where you live. If we can help you with your yard on strategies and what to do at this time of the year, how to plan for it, how to plan for the holidays, give us a call, toll free, 800-259-9231. Let's all work together so that we can help each other to prepare for the arrival of much colder weather. And if this storm of late is a sign, it could be a very, very long winter. So there's a lot to do. We'll try and give you some ideas of things that need to be done to put the garden to bed so that we can put all of our efforts indoors now. And it's just incredible. I mean, you watch TV and all it is holiday commercials. So it's coming. It's coming. Thanksgiving is just two, 3 weeks away. And before long, we'll be in all the craziness and the heckness, all of the hecknessness of the holiday season. But there's a lot that needs to be done outside. And some of you have repair problems with broken trees and plants. Give us a call, and I'll try and give you some ideas of what you can do to prevent further problems. Now, one plant that seems to have the most damage is the arborvitae. And the arborvitae is a wonderful plant. It's an upright, it's a columnar growing plant used widely for privacy hedges or to put on the corners of your home to give you a little bit of height, but it stays narrow. You get a type of snow like we had this week, and it splits, falls apart. And what you need to do is, you know, if yours have come back and they just don't look like they should, get some fairly heavy string, like a clothesline type string, and tie it about a foot from the bottom on one of the heavier branches, and you want to wrap it around the plant like a corkscrew. So you wrap it around the plant, and as you do, you move up. You don't have to go all the way to the top, but you should go about two-thirds, maybe three-quarters of the way up, and pull it a little bit tighter than the plant actually grows. So if the plant has spread to be, let's say, 4 feet in diameter, and it's all split and it's come apart, you don't want that to happen again. So pull the branches together the best you can, and then wrap the string like a corkscrew working its way up. And you want to take that 4 foot diameter tree and squeeze it to 3. And that will hold it together. That way, if we do get more weather like we've had last Sunday, it won't be a problem again. If you have trees that have been damaged, they need to be repaired. Some of them, the broken branches, need to be removed. and there's a lot that needs to be done. So if you have any questions to prevent future damage, give us a call, 800-259-9231. You talk with Tom, he'll get you set up, and we'll all work together to take care of that. Now, there are other plants that need to be taken care of also. Your hydrangea need to be winterized now. Your rose bushes need to be winterized now. Normally we don't get the amount of snow that we had last week in October. Usually around Thanksgiving, we start to see a normal snow. And it came up the East Coast, Washington, D.C., all the way up into Maine, and created quite a bit of havoc. I know on Wednesday, they were saying that in New Jersey, there were still over 100,000 homes without power. Lots of trees down, and every state still has a few homes. Maine, I know, is all taken care of. But homes in Massachusetts, many homes in Connecticut, boy, they really got hit hard. So if you need some help on repairing what you have, give us a call, 800-259-9231. And again, you need to begin to prepare plants, because normally we still have areas, especially, you know, you would think New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, parts of Massachusetts on Cape Cod, coastal New England, you would still have roses blooming at this time of the year. And it's not unheard of. Well, the snow took care of that. The plants have been hit with the snow. The foliage has been either killed or pretty much hurt. And you need to prepare those plants now. Before we get to all of the holidays, let's begin to do that. Now, there's still time to plant bulbs. And if this early storm is a sign of what type of weather we are to expect in the weeks and the months ahead, it would be a good idea today. Go down to your local garden center, pick up some tulips, daffodils, crocuses, and all the other little bulbs, and let's get some planted. That way, when the snow does melt, it will help to cheer you up. It will give you a sign that, wow, this darn winter is finally over. You got to start thinking about making yourself feel better later on down the road. Mums, pretty well done blooming at this time of the year. But if you want some color to put on your front steps, if you have a container and you had mums and you had maybe some, you know, annuals in there, of course the snow and the cold has killed them back pretty much. But the only plants that will do real well to give you some color until the snow covers them, there are fall flowering pansies. And they're beautiful. And they will bloom right until the ground is really, really frozen. And in the spring, they'll come back to life. But fall flowering pansies should bloom for several weeks yet. The other plant that's got great color right now are your flowering cabbage and your flowering kale. Now, these are great plants. And until you've planted them in a container or in your garden, you won't believe how long they'll last. I have planted flowering cabbage and kale in the past, and you get a foot of snow, you get a warming spell, the snow melts, and the cabbage and the kale are still there, and they look just as beautiful. So if you want a little bit of color to put by the front door, by the back door, and you have containers there that are not going to break with the cold weather, if it's a clay container or a ceramic container, then bring it in. Put it in your garage, put it in your tool shed, get it out of the weather. Because if it fills with water and then freezes, it's going to expand and break. But if you have wood, or fiberglass, or metal, or good, strong plastic, expandable plastic, and you want some color, cabbage, kale are beautiful. And they last a long, long time. Sometimes right until the spring arrives. So, the number to call, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Let's work together. We'll put the garden to bed. We'll decorate the yard for the holidays. And we will enjoy.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird food.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. The hours have changed, so you may be a little bit confused. It was funny. I went upstairs and set my alarm last night. Kept saying, spring forward, fall back. So I set my alarm accordingly to get ready for the show. And I think my wife reversed it, because when I came downstairs to do the radio show this morning, all the clocks read 7 o'clock instead of 5 o'clock. So she put it one direction, I did the other. Luckily, I had them in the right direction. But there's a lot that needs to be done right now. Now, if you live in a cold climate, and you've had some snow, and you're getting some cold weather, start thinking about winterizing your gardens. Now, any of your perennials that the foliage has turned black, cut them down to the ground and clean the garden. Get all of that old foliage out of there. Get your bamboo rake out. Clean it up. It really is important that you do that, because what needs to be done is this. If you had a fungus in your garden, say you had tall phlox and you had powdery mildew, and you allow that plant to die and you leave it in the garden until spring, the leaves contain spores of powdery mildew. As the leaves dry out, they get kind of crinkly and crunchy, and they'll fall apart, and the spores will lay on the soil in your garden. In the spring, you clean the gardens, but the spores are there. Your new shoots begin to develop. They come out of the ground, and when the conditions are right, the spores that stayed in the garden all winter now wake up. They mature, they become airborne, and they will now affect the new foliage for next year, and you've got that same problem all over again. So it really is important that you clean out your perennial beds, cut all that dead foliage out, rake them, get them clean looking, it'll be way ahead of the game for next year. And the same thing happens with insects. When the insects realize that the seasons are changing, they need to continue their population. They know they're going to die. If they don't lay eggs, there won't be an insect to replace them for the future. So the insects, when it gets cold, they lay eggs like crazy on everything. Again, if you clean the gardens, you remove all of those eggs, and your possibility of a major problem is going to be a lot less. So it really is important that you clean your perennial beds, your roses. If you have flowering crabs and you had black spots last year on the foliage, or hawthorn, or any kind of a flowering tree that you had a fungus, as the leaves come off, rake them and get them away from around that tree, because the same thing is going to happen. The fungus will go from the ground, become airborne, and reinfect the brand new, clean foliage, and now you've got a problem all over again. So maintenance is very, very important. Now, if you planted some new trees this year, a new crab, a new dogwood, if the tree is over 6 foot in height, it should be staked. The reason is the root system of that plant is young. It really isn't totally established. And when the weather gets cold and windy, the top of the tree is going to move with the wind. And as the tree moves back and forth, there will be a reaction below ground. And some of those new roots that are just beginning to get caught, that are getting ready to, you know, feed the plant for next year or collect water for next year, those roots are moving because the top is, and they're going to snap. So if you can anchor the tree with a staking kit, there's no movement, there's no damage, and your trees will look a lot better. If you have fruit trees and you've got rabbits and rodents, make sure that you wrap a piece of hardware cloth around the trunk to prevent damage.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Well, I just got a little note from Tom, and he said that I'm finally realizing why people are not calling this morning. I forgot to tell you we changed the phone number. So, if you've been trying to call the old phone number and not getting anybody to answering it, that's why. We have a new phone number this morning. We apologize about that. I will kill Tom later. And when you call him, if you want to give him a tough time, you can do that too. Our new phone number, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. It's still a toll-free number. But the number again is 855-660-4261. We apologize about that. I'll kill Tom later. Okay. Now, we've been talking about things that we need to do to prepare for the weather ahead of us. Your roses right now, due to the cold and due to the snow, we're not going to have a winter where rose bushes will bloom until Thanksgiving or later. So, here's what I want you to do. I want you to cut off just the dead flower from the plant. That's it. Just the dead flower. Okay? Then I want you to build a mound of bark mulch, compost, topsoil, something that is going to be dense. And build a mound about 12 to 15 inches high and 12 to 15 inches wide, like an igloo, around each of your rose bushes. That insulates them during the winter months, and it really does make a big difference in the survival rate, especially if they are newly planted this year. Bark mulch, topsoil, compost, things that are dense. Now, if you're going to use straw or salt marsh hay, wait until Thanksgiving. The reason is, we really haven't had that much really cold weather day after day after day. And we're still getting a lot of rodents running around. Mice, chipmunks, moles, and things like that. And if you build a mound of a fluffy material, pine needles, around them now, and these critters have not found a place to spend the winter, they'll make a nest in the straw or the pine needles, and during the winter, eat the rose bush, eat the bark around the rose bush, killing it. So, if you're going to use straw, you can still buy it at your local garden center right now. Buy it, put it in your barn or in your garage. If you don't have a garage, then just put it someplace out of the weather, so it'll be easier for you to use. And wait till you've had at least 8 or 10 days where the temperatures get down below freezing, even into like 20 degrees. So to force these rodents to go elsewhere to find a home for winter. Once you've had the cold weather, then you can mound your rose bush. If you live from, I'm going to say, Washington, D.C. north, all the way across the country, if you live in the northern third of the United States and you have rose bushes, it's very important that you do mulch them. Okay, it really does make a difference. Now, if you're not able to mulch, buy an anti-desiccant, wilt-proof, wilt-stop, and that you can apply to the plant right now. Now, hydrangea, the blue, the pink hydrangea, and rose bushes should be sprayed now with a good coating of an anti-desiccant. It will coat the stems, sealing the plant to prevent moisture loss. It does make a difference. And if you have newly planted evergreens, especially azaleas, they're the least hardy. If you have boxwood, holly, ilex, anything that's a broadleaf evergreen and it's brand new, spray the foliage, especially underneath the leaf, with an anti-desiccant, wilt-proof, wilt-stop. And you can do that now. Normally, I want you to wait until around Thanksgiving, but the way the weather has been acting, if you can do it now, do it. It will make a big, big difference in the survival rate of these plants, and you'll have a lot less winter damage. Okay? Give me the phone number one more time. 855-660-4261. Write it down, give us a call, and we'll work together. Okay, Tom, do we have a caller? Who do we have up first this morning, Tom?
First up, we've got Ellen from Plymouth with a question about raspberries.
Good morning, Ellen. How can we help you out today in the Paul Parent Garden Club?
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
And I was calling at 6, and I knew there was something going on with that phone number. No problem. Anyway, I have two questions. I have a question about raspberries, but I also have a question. I just had my roof done this week.
Okay.
And the wind got under the tarp, and a lot of the shingle debris landed in my vegetable garden. And I got the big stuff out, but there's a lot of, you know, the little grainy things in there. Is there anything to worry about when I use the garden next year?
Well, I mean, I would try and get as much of it out as you can. Because some of it is oil, and it will hurt if there is a lot of it. But a piece here and a piece there is not going to be a major problem. So the best thing for you to do is just get a bamboo rake, take your time, try and clean as much of it out as possible, just so you don't have a problem with it. Because oil will hurt the soil, and it could, in the long run, create a problem, especially if you rototill. If it's on the surface of the soil, you'll be able to see it as you cultivate and as you plant, and you can pick them up as you go. But don't rototill. If you rototill, you're going to blend the little pieces of asphalt shingles into the ground, and oil could, in the long run, cause some problems to your plants. But just do the best you can, and I think that you'll probably get most of it. And a piece here and a piece there is not going to be a major problem to your garden. But right now, what's important is your roof is in, the rain, the snow will stay out and not create a problem inside the house. But give it a good cleaning, and then to try and help it out, in the spring, if you're going to till the garden, I would add some lime, and I would also add garden gypsum. Garden gypsum is a product that will open up the soil, preventing the soil from sticking together. And by opening up, when you do get a rain, it will wash out of the root zone any of the oil that may be still in those shingles. So the gypsum will definitely help. The lime will help to neutralize some of the oil and clean it. But better be safe than sorry. Clean as much of it as you can, and you'll be in good shape. Great question. And good luck with the cleanup. You've got a job ahead of you. Get it done now while the weather is still in our favor. Thank you, Ellen. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Teresa from Cape Cod with a question about some trees in her yard.
Good morning, Teresa. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
It's coming.
I have three trees that were damaged by the wind before Irene. And what I did is I put some strapping on what I could use as the leaders, because the leaders were damaged. They actually broke in half and were just a mess. So I have a magnolia that has two leaders. I have a tulip who has one leader. And then I have a cherry tree that looks pretty bad. And I can't find the leader on that at all. But my question to you is, do I keep those straps on through the winter, or do I take them off eventually? Right now they're not thick enough.
Okay, so how are you binding the branches together? Have you tied them together?
I took what I could use as a leader, and I gently pulled it every couple of inches until it's standing straight. And I took that strap and I attached it to a larger tree so that if the wind blows, which we just had a very strong wind just last weekend, and it actually stood and it didn't break. And so, but like with a magnolia, I have two leaders. Do I leave both leaders on, or do I leave the straps on for all winter, or do I take them off halfway through? And by the way, I did fertilize them to help them.
Now the plant that you said you have two leaders, did the plant split in two? Did the two leaders pull apart?
Yes.
They did. Okay. Why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on a break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you what you need to do, because you can't wait until spring. You're going to need to repair this now. Okay? So don't go away. Just stay right there. When we come back, I'll give you some ideas of what you can do. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste, or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the Compost Tumbler. The Compost Tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The Compost Tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount price code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop. This fall, after you put all your garden equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar-powered generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Nice to see the sun, isn't it? Okay, we were talking with Teresa, and I know a lot of you have got the same problem. And she said she had a magnolia. It had a double leader. So it had two branches. And with the weight of the snow, it split. And now she has two pieces. They're still attached. That's a good thing. So this is what you need to do. You need to pull the two branches together. And you need to try and get them as close together to where they were before they split. So you're going to need some help. Get your husband, get your wife, get one of the kids. And you need to bring the two pieces up as close as you can. Okay? Then, what I need you to do is, when you break a leg, they have to put a pin in the bone to hold it in place. And you're going to have to do the same thing to this tree. So pull the two branches up. Try and get them as close as they can. Measure the diameter. And let's say the two pieces together are going to be about 2 inches in diameter, in thickness. From one end to the other is 2 inches. Your split is about a foot long. You're going to need to get some metal screws an inch and a half in length, because you don't want to go through. So an inch and a half. Pull the two branches. And I want you to put some screws into the trunk of the tree to hold it in place for the winter. Okay, so if you've got a foot where you can bring it back up together, put one within an inch or so of from the top, then about an inch or more high from the bottom. So you've got two on one side, and then you're going to put two on the other side, and those two are going to be in the middle. So you're going to have two on coming in from each side where the plant splits. That should hold it together. To be safe, get some duct tape, just everyday duct tape, and cut off a strip, wrap it around the trunk of that plant as tight as you can from the bottom where the split began all the way to the top where the split ended. That will help to hold it when it gets really, really windy out. And you're going to leave the screws in the tree permanently. The duct tape is going to stay around that tree for 1 year. So you're going to leave it there all winter. You're going to leave it there all spring, all summer, all fall. And the following spring, you're going to remove the duct tape. Now, I want to do one more thing. At the very top where the split is, I want you to seal that to keep the moisture out from going in between where you put the two pieces together. And the best thing to do is just take a regular candle, light the candle, let the wax drip into that crack. Take a finger, rub it nice and smooth, and the paraffin wax will prevent moisture from going in between where you put the two branches together. So the moisture will stay out, the branches will be together with the screws, and you need a screw for every 3 inches of torn branches. So if you've got a branch that's only 4 or 5 inches, you may need only one or two. One in each direction. Duct tape, paraffin wax on top to keep the moisture from going in between the wood. And if you can hold it together like that until next year, it will heal itself just like a broken leg. But do it now while everything is still full of moisture.